quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. Just a little past 9:34 in the morning on this Tuesday, and I'm still here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. Any questions, comments, concerns, 785-537-1350. We'd love to hear from you. And Commissioner, another issue that has come up a lot in County Commission lately, and it's something I know that you've taken a lot of interest into, is the RCPD firing range and the move of that over towards Fort Riley. Seems like everything is in agreement between both parties. I'm just wondering, you could tell our listeners kind of where we're at on that.
Okay, we've got it kind of finalized. We're just waiting on the Attorney General of Kansas to put his okay on it, and it'll be done. You know how the state politics is right now, so I'm not sure when we'll get it back, but we should get it back shortly before the end of the year, and then we can start our training out there.
And then that's all that's needed, right, after that?
That's right.
It's good to go. And if you can kind of brief us a little bit on, we got a phone call. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I would have just as soon heard him brief us on whatever it was you're going to do. But anyway, just a word. 70 years ago, my dad and I, as a four-year-old, had a house down in Wichita with the basement and all that, and the real thick basement walls, and we sat out and we chopped a hole in the wall and put a door in and had a room back in there. And I hate the people that sit behind desks here in the county offices. I just now on your news heard somebody say, you can't just chop a hole in the wall. Baloney. We did that 70 years ago. But anyway, listen, the Ford Explorer problem has gotten so bad now that instead of just those little sensors that you guys have in the car, they're actually doing blood work. We've lost so many officers, and they're talking about a mandatory recall on the Ford Explorers that you've got. And I don't know how far they go, whether they go through the fire department, and I don't know if you're driving one. But anyway, something's seriously wrong. Thank you for your consideration.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, do we have, do you know what Ford Explorer fleet we might have?
I am not really sure. And something that I just have to get with Director Schoen about.
For sure. I know that's been a continuing issue, that you're hearing about that more and more and more. And I don't remember what year of Ford Explorers that was, or I don't know if they're brand new ones, but appreciate the call. Something we'll definitely try and look into. And again, any questions, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. We were about to talk about the firing range, and you gave us a little bit of an update on that. For anybody who has no idea about the firing range or what we're talking about, what are we talking about exactly?
Well, we're talking about being able to keep the officers qualified in their ability to use their weapons, and we got a deal from Fort Riley with no expense on us, and I'm not going to say no expense, but we do have some expense on it, but for the use of it, we have no expense. There's a wintertime usage we could do. They have they're installing a propane tank for us and in a small building where we could meet to warm up at. And that would be the only cost, is just the fuel for that, and maybe some electric lights and stuff that they have put some power into that part of the Fort Riley on that range. And they also said that particular range, if it cannot be used because of the impact area with larger artillery fire, they would move us to a different range if available at no cost. So.
Okay, we got another call. Caller, go right ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Rodriguez. Hey, the county shops up there, the one wind generator is never operational anymore. And I know that's pretty well put in taxpayer-free money, but why does that one not work anymore, or why has it not been fixed?
Part of the reason is the controls keep breaking down. They get very expensive to fix, and just no use running it if we're going to have to continue to pay for maintenance on it in the way the controls are. So it's not running for that reason.
Okay. That's easy enough. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And I believe, I know that's come up before in the county commission a couple of years ago. I believe that issue of those turbines came up, and I think a lot of federal funding phased out, I think, on maybe some of the maintenance
The maintenance was not part of the federal program. The installation of them were.
Right.
In the initial. It's broken down before on the controls, and they're very expensive to work.
All right, and I know that for a lot of the commissioners, it's kind of been a nice little time to exhale a little bit after you guys got the budget done and got a mill levy figured out, which is, I believe, about a half a mill less for 2018, something like
somewhere
that.
Somewhere.
Just off
there,
the top of my head, I'm trying to remember the exact number.
Not quite a half, but it's...
So, budget time's always busy, as I'm sure you learned first year. That's quite the gauntlet. But thankfully, the way things are always scheduled out here is once the budget's, and maybe you guys have always planned it this way, maybe a long time ago, is that after the budget is complete, you have the fair, so you can like exhale and kind of relax a little bit. Were you able to get out there and check out the Riley County Fair this year?
I did a little bit. Didn't check too many things out, at the rodeo anyway. But I saw them and I heard them, and the announcer riding on horseback was a lot better, I think, than what they had anticipated. And him doing that really put a game changer in the rodeo, and a lot of people loved it.
And a K-State alum, too.
Yeah, yeah. And the new clown, I think that's his second year there.
Yeah, I think that's right.
He did a great job. So I think we're moving on to that, and it's going to be better even next year.
Is it a little different walking around the Riley County Fair when you're a commissioner as opposed when you're not a commissioner?
Yes, I don't get to walk very far if somebody stops me. and it's nice. A lot of conversations, nice conversations. And so it was really great, and the weather was just wonderful.
It worked
well with us today, this time, and we had a good reception by the military people, and so I think it all went well.
What's the go-to fair food for Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez?
The pulled pork and the turkey legs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's what I would go with as well. Let's go ahead and go to, I think this will probably be our last break. We might have one more. We'll see how it goes. We'll come back and talk more. No, Dave's told me no. This will be our last break. More with Marvin Rodriguez after this.
ESB Financial's free Casasa.